This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is claiming his administration has carried out the biggest terror leader takedown of them all. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
He notes the military's killed other Islamic State figures, but he always had a question.
Where's al-Baghdadi?
And now that the U.S. got him.
This was the big one. This is the biggest one.
Suggesting it's more notable than his predecessor taking out al-Qaeda's leader.
Osama bin Laden was very big, but Osama bin Laden became big with the World Trade Center.
Terror expert Jenna Jordan's take.
Bin Laden even had more of an presence in terms of the organization and spreading the message.
Either way, killing a terror group leader doesn't kill the group itself.
Their ideology doesn't really depend upon the leader for its articulation. It's often deeply ingrained within the group or the local communities.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is planning a vote on Thursday to formalize the impeachment inquiry. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Speaker Pelosi, in a letter to House members, says the vote's being taken to eliminate any doubt about the process, since the Trump administration's trying to block witnesses and withhold documents. The Constitution doesn't require a vote to begin impeachment, but President Trump says that's why he's not cooperating. The White House also says the evidence gathered so far is irreversibly illegitimate. Meanwhile, the Justice Department is appealing a judge's order that it produce for Congress secret grand jury testimony from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Turkey's foreign minister says Kurdish forces in Syria have not fully withdrawn from the border territory, as agreed to in a Russia-brokered accord. Turkey will soon discuss the next steps with Moscow. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News. The European Union agreed to a three-month extension to Brexit on Monday. Reuters' David Doyle has that story.
With just 3 days until the United Kingdom is due to leave the European Union, and the EU has agreed to delay Brexit for another 3 months. President of the EU Council, Donald Tusk, announced a flextension, or flexible extension, on Monday, which means Britain could leave earlier than January the 31st, 2020, if its fractious parliament ratifies a divorce deal. This third Brexit postponement also comes with conditions, including a refusal to renegotiate the withdrawal agreement and a green light for the EU's members to meet without Britain to discuss the bloc's future.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. At least two anti-government protesters were killed and 105 were wounded in clashes with security forces in central Baghdad on Monday. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Iraq's military has reinstated a nightly curfew in that country until further notice in an effort to stave off anti-government protests that returned over the weekend with renewed ferocity. The death toll for the month of October stands at about 230 or more. One man said this isn't a protest. It's a revolution. The protests had calmed for about 2 weeks. It began as cries against high unemployment and lack of progress in the country, but as the anger grew, so did its focus. Particular anger is given to politicians seen as pawns in the power play between the United States and Iran.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Argentina's conservative president Mauricio Macri is out after the Peronists declared victory on Sunday. Alberto Fernandez won the election outright. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
A victory for the left in Argentina as the Peronists swept back into power on Sunday. Raucous crowds greeted the winner, Alberto Fernandez, at election headquarters after he triumphed over conservative president Mauricio Macri. Fernandez has his work cut out for him and his running mate, Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Argentina has been in the grip of a recession, with annual inflation above 50%, job numbers down, and poverty sharply up. Fernandez will now take over negotiations with creditors, including the IMF, about restructuring more than $100 billion of sovereign debt. He'll start his new job in December.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. President Trump says he expects to sign a significant part of the trade deal with China ahead of schedule, but he does not elaborate on the timing. Leaders of the world's two biggest economies are working to agree on the text for a Phase 1 trade agreement announced by Mr. Trump on October 11th. Trump says he hopes to sign the deal next month at a summit in Chile. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.